Hello, I'm the narrator, and this is Mythical, the podcast that wanders the dark and fantastical pages of fairy tales and myths. Happy New Year! It's now 2019, and I hope you had a wonderful holiday season. Welcome to the first holiday bonus episode. Today's tale is a different one than I had originally planned on releasing, and in fact, it's not only one story, but three. Collectively, they are called The Elves by the Brothers Grimm. The first story is titled About a Shoemaker for Whom They Did the Work, and it takes place right around Christmas. The second story is titled About a Servant Girl Who Acted as Godmother, and it takes us into a new year. The final story is titled About a Woman Whose Child They Had Exchanged, which is sort of about being not happy with the presents you receive. Sort of. Now, I'll begin the elves as all good stories should, with Once Upon a Time. About a Shoemaker, for whom they did the work. A shoemaker had become so poor that he didn't have enough leather left for a single pair of shoes. In the evening, he cut out the shoes that he planned to work on the next morning. However, when he got up the next day and was about to sit down to do his work, he saw the two shoes already finished and beautifully made, standing on the table. Soon, a customer paid so well that the shoemaker could purchase enough leather for two pairs of shoes, which he cut out that evening. The next morning, when he once again wanted to sit down and work, they were already finished, just as the pair had been the other day. Now he was able to purchase enough leather for four pairs of shoes from the money he received from the two pairs. And so it went. Whatever he cut out in the evening was finished by morning, and soon he was a well-to-do man again. Now one evening, right before Christmas, after he had cut out many shoes and wanted to go to bed, he said to his wife,
"We should stay up one time and see who does our work in the night."
So they lit a candle, hid themselves in the corner of the room, behind the clothes that had been hung up there, and watched closely. At midnight, two cute little naked men came and sat down at the workbench, took all the cut-out pieces of the shoes, and worked so swiftly and nimbly that the shoemaker could not take his eyes off them. Indeed, they were incredibly fast, and he was amazed. They didn't stop until they had finished the work on all the shoes. Then they scampered away, and it wasn't even day yet. Now the shoemaker's wife said to him,
"The little men have made us rich, so we ought to show that we're grateful. I feel sorry for them running around without any clothes and freezing. I want to sew shirts, coats, jackets, and trousers for them, and you should make a pair of shoes for each one of them."
The shoemaker agreed. And when everything was finished, they set all the things out in the evening. They wanted to see what the little men would do and hid themselves again. Then the little ones appeared, as usual, at midnight. When they saw the clothes lying there, they seemed to be quite pleased. They put the clothes on extremely quickly, and when they were finished, they began to hop, jump, and dance. Finally, they danced right out the door and never returned. About a servant girl who acted as godmother. A poor maiden was industrious and neat and swept the dirt from the door of a large house every day. One morning, she found a letter lying in front of the door, and since she couldn't read, she brought it to her employers. The letter was an invitation to the maiden from the elves, who asked her to be godmother to one of their children. The maiden thought about this for a while, but after her employers convinced her that she shouldn't refuse the invitation, she said yes. Soon after, three elves came and led her to a hollow mountain. Everything was small there, and also incredibly dainty and splendid. The mother was lying on a black ebony bed with pearl knobs. The covers were embroidered with gold. The cradle was ivory. The bathtub was made of gold. The maiden performed her duties as godmother and then wanted to depart right after doing this. But the elves asked her to remain with them for another 3 days. She spent those days with great joy, and when they were over, and she wanted to return home, they filled her pockets full of gold and led her back out of the mountain. And when she came to her home, she realized it wasn't 3 days she had been gone, but a whole year. About a woman whose child they had exchanged. The elves had taken a mother's child from the cradle and replaced the baby with a changeling who had a fat head and glaring eyes and who would do nothing but eat and drink. In her distress, the mother went to her neighbor and asked her for advice. The neighbor told her to carry the changeling into the kitchen, put him down on the hearth, light a fire, and boil water with 2 eggshells. That would cause the changeling to laugh, and when he laughed, he would lose his power. The woman did everything the neighbor said, and when she put the eggshells filled with water on the fire, the blockhead changeling said,
"Now I'm as old as the Westerwood, and all my life I've ever seen eggshells cooked as these have been."
And the changeling had to laugh about this, and as soon as he laughed, a crowd of elves came all at once. They brought the right child with them, placed him down on the hearth, and carried off the changeling.
The ending of our first story today reminds me of the house elves in Harry Potter. If you give clothes to a house elf, who is basically a slave to a family, they are freed from service. While I don't think that's exactly what happened in the first story, it is a fun similarity. Our stories today teach us to not anger the fairies. If you keep them happy, they give you gold or do your work for you. If you scare them, however, they'll give you your child back. In the later editions of The Elves, the Brothers Grimm separate them as First Tale, Second Tale, and Third Tale, rather than by titles. These later tales have seen the editing hand of the brothers. The first tale has dialogue by the elves. The second tale shows us what the year changed for the girl, and the descriptions are more elaborated. As a special holiday gift, I'm going to read these later editions to you. Let me know what differences you can spot. Once upon a time.
First Tale. There was once a shoemaker who, through no fault of his own, had become so poor that he had only enough leather left for a single pair of shoes. That evening, he cut out the shoes, which he planned to work on the next morning, and since he had a clear conscience, he lay down quietly in his bed, commended himself to God, and fell asleep. In the morning, after he had said his prayers and was about to sit down to do his work, he saw the 2 shoes standing all finished on his workbench. He was so astounded by this that he did not know what to say. He took the shoes in his hand to examine them more closely and saw that the shoes were perfect. Not a single bad stitch could be found, and it was as if the shoes were intended to be masterpieces. Shortly after, a customer entered the shop, and he liked the shoes so much he paid more than the usual price for them. The money enabled the shoemaker to purchase leather for 2 pairs of shoes. In the evening, He cut them out and planned to begin work on them with renewed vigor the next morning. However, it was not necessary, for the shoes were already finished by the time he awoke. Once again, he found customers for them, and they gave him enough money to purchase leather for 4 pairs of shoes. The following morning, he found the 4 pairs of shoes already made. And so it went. Whatever he cut out in the evening was finished by morning, and soon he had a decent income again, and eventually was a well-to-do man. Now one evening, not long before Christmas, it happened that the man had been cutting leather, and just before he went to bed, he said to his wife,
What do you think about staying up tonight? If we do that, we might be able to see who's been lending us a helping hand.
His wife agreed and lit a candle. Then they hid themselves behind some clothes that were hanging in the corner of the room and watched closely. When it was midnight, 2 cute little naked elves scampered into the room, sat down at the shoemaker's workbench, took all the work that had been cut out, and began to stitch, sew, and hammer so skillfully and nimbly with their little fingers that the amazed shoemaker could not take his eyes off them. Indeed, they did not stop until everything was done and the shoes were left standing on the workbench. Then they quickly ran away. The next morning, the wife said,
"The little men have made us rich. We ought to show them that we're grateful for their help. Do you know what? Since they run around without any clothes on and must be freezing, I'm going to sew some shirts, coats, jackets, and trousers for them. I'll also knit a pair of stockings for each, and you can make them both a pair of shoes."
"That's fine with me,"
the husband said. In the evening, after they had finished everything, they put the gifts on the workbench instead of cut-out leather and hid themselves in order to see how the elves would react. At midnight, the elves came scampering into the room and wanted to get right down to work, but they found the nice little clothes instead of the cut-out leather. At first, they were puzzled, but then they were tremendously pleased. They put the clothes on quickly, smoothed them down, and said,
"Now we look so fine and dandy, no more need to work and be so handy."
Then they skipped, danced, and jumped over chairs and benches. Finally, they danced right out the door and were never seen again. But the shoemaker continued to be prosperous until the end of his life and succeeded in all his endeavors. Second Tale. Once upon a time, there was a poor servant girl who was industrious and neat. She swept the house every day and dumped the dirt on a large pile outside the door. One morning, when she was about to start work again, she found a letter on the pile, and since she could not read, she put the broom in the corner and took the letter to her employers. It was an invitation from the elves, who asked the girl to be godmother for one of their children at a christening. The maiden did not know what to do, but her employers finally persuaded her that it would not be wise to refuse the invitation, and she accepted. 3 elves came and led her to a hollow mountain where the little folk lived. Everything there was tiny and indescribably dainty and splendid. The mother was lying on a black ebony bed with pearl knobs. The covers were embroidered with gold. The cradle was ivory. The bathtub was made of gold. After the maiden performed her duties as godmother, she wanted to go back home, but the elves implored her earnestly to spend 3 days with them. She remained and had a pleasant and joyful time. The little folk did all they could to please her. Finally, when she insisted it was time for her to leave, they filled her pockets with gold and led her back out the mountain. When she arrived home, she wanted to resume her work, So she took the broom that was standing in the corner and began sweeping. At that moment, some strange people came out of the house and asked her who she was and what she was doing there. Indeed, she had not been gone for 3 days, as she had thought, but she had spent 7 years in the mountains with the little folk. In the meantime, her former employers had died. Third Tale. The elves had stolen a mother's child from the cradle and had replaced the baby with a changeling who had a fat head and glaring eyes and would do nothing but eat and drink. In her distress, the mother went to her neighbor and asked for advice. The neighbor told her to carry the changeling into the kitchen, put him down on the hearth, start a fire, and boil water in 2 eggshells. That would make the changeling laugh, and when he laughed, he would lose his power. The woman did everything the neighbor said, and when she put the eggshells filled with water on the fire, the blockhead said,
"Now I'm as old as the Westerwald, and in all my life I've never seen eggshells cooked as these have been."
And the changeling began to laugh. As soon as he laughed, a bunch of elves appeared. They brought the right child with them and put him down on the hearth and took the changeling away. In our first tale, with the shoemaker and his wife, I wonder why the elves decided to come and help him. Do they only come when they feel they are needed? As before, he had been a well-to-do man, but when he became poor, did they feel like giving him a little boost? In the second tale, with the girl who becomes a godmother, I wonder why they chose her. What sort of qualifications did she have? And it makes me wonder what sort of duties a godmother has. But then, my idea of a godparent is more of a traditional Catholic or Christian sense. The first set of stories were read from the complete first edition, The Original Folk and Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, translated and edited by Jack Sipes. The second story was read from All New Third Edition, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, translation and introduction by Jack Sipes. If you have a fairy tale you would like me to read aloud, you can email me at mythicalthepodcast@gmail.com. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at mythicalpodcast. There I post behind the scenes, updates, and clues to each week's episode. If you like the show, please leave a rating and a review wherever you listen to podcasts. I greatly appreciate it, and I like hearing what you think of the show. 2 weeks from now, Season 2 of Mythical will start. It will be all Italian fairy tales from varying authors. I would like to thank Kayla Knight of the Get Grimm podcast for her changeling voices. Kayla also does a fairy tale podcast. Links to her show will be in the description. Thank you to my brother-in-law Ryan Moffat for his work as the shoemaker, and I'd also like to thank my sister, Amy Moffat, for her work as the shoemaker's wife. Thank you for joining me today.
I'm the narrator.
No, I'm the narrator.
No, I am the narrator.
No,
I am the narrator.
I am the firstborn. Therefore, I am the narrator.
I created this podcast. Therefore, I am the true narrator, and all others are merely fakes.
If you guess who the real narrator is, we will send you a virtual high five.
Narrator 1 is a knockoff.
Narrator 2 is a knockoff. I would like to thank the narrator for allowing me to join her on today's podcast. From Narrator 1
and Narrator 2,
we wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year. Thank you for joining us today. We're the narrators.
Yes, we are.
And this is Mythical.